Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. I trust God will bless you for doing this. I'd like to talk to you today about an amazing story as recorded in the Gospel of Luke by Dr. Luke in chapter 5, and it starts at verse number 12. And it's about a man who had leprosy, and it says, "And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest, and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. However, the report went round concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed." This is an amazing little incident in the life of the Lord Jesus, a kind of thing that repeats itself pretty often, because the Lord Jesus often did miracles. But this is amazing because it's recorded by a doctor. And Dr. Luke records a man who is full of leprosy, a man whose case is very extreme. And he records the fact that he saw the Lord Jesus and he implores him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Now, here's a great thing. The Lord Jesus was willing to help those who came across his path. But more than that, he was able to help. And I would like to get across to you this fact, that God is not only willing to help you, but he's able to help you. And he can do that in terms of our, not physical sickness. He doesn't promise perfect health, but he promises the forgiveness of sins. Spiritual sickness is a terrible thing. To be dead in sin and diseased by sin and separate from God and life as God intended it to be. God is willing and God is able because of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. Isn't it amazing? This story says that the Lord Jesus touched him. People didn't normally want to touch a leper. And he said, I am willing to be cleansed. On other occasions, the Lord Jesus didn't touch people. His word was enough, but this man needed to feel his touch and to know his cleansing. And you too might feel that you need to know his personal involvement in your life and his cleansing and his blessing. The result was immediately the man was cleansed and healed. And the Lord Jesus told him to do what was normal in those days, that when a disease like that was being dealt with, if it was said to be cleansed, they had to go and have it checked out by the priest at the temple. And that was a normal process. And so he instructs them to do that. But there's a public testimony to the fact this man's life has been changed. He's been healed. And if you become a Christian, there will be a public testimony. People will know that you confess with your mouth as well as believing in your heart that Jesus is Lord. I trust God would bless you today.